Senator Schumer's legislation would allow states and local authorities to seek grants from the Department of the Interior as soon as an invasive species is identified as a potential threat. Schumer, a Democrat, says the framework of his plan features two concepts.
Early detection would allow locals to hire and train individuals to find invasive species. Rapid response efforts contain and, where possible, eradicate invasive species before they get their stranglehold on the waterway.
Schumer says immediate federal financial and technical assistance is needed to prevent the spread of species like hydrilla, Eurasian milfoil, and Asian clams.
The federal government often knows what to do because they fought these same invasive species in other states, as well as having the dollars, which our localities and even state government doesn't have much of. The rapid response means federal help within months, not years.
Adirondack Park Invasive Plant Program Director Hillary Smith says a federal rapid response grant program would be a tremendous step forward.
In many cases, in our own work, having access and quick access to funding for early detection and rapid response is one of the major obstacles.
Lake Champlain Research Institute Director Tim Myhook last summer raised warnings about the imminent spread of the spiny water flea into Lake Champlain. Myhook praises Schumer's plan.
It's one of those issues where it gets pushed aside sometimes, and state or federal agencies, they don't know how to deal with it. And most of us in the scientific community have tried to push for the idea that what we need to do is deal with them before they spread. And so I really think those key words that he put in his plan are very important. It's not wait till something spreads and then deal with it later, because you're going to be spending a lot more money if you do that.
Senator Schumer highlighted Lake George for its coordinated efforts to control and prevent invasive species. Lake George Association Executive Director Walt Lender.
One of the problems that we have is when an invasive is discovered somewhere, we can't do anything about it right away. It takes months and years to get some sort of eradication program started. If there's funding available quickly, then we can get in there and use whatever the best scientific method is to eradicate that particular invasive species.
Lender cautions that lakes are constantly at risk from new invasives.
While we allow boats from other water bodies to come into the lake, we are at risk. And it's a high risk because boats move invasive species all over the country.
Tim Myhook hopes that additional legislation will be considered.
One of the reasons species move around a lot is we allow them to. We inadvertently let them hitch rides in our vehicles. We move our boats around. And there are no laws that say you can't move a boat from lake to lake without cleaning it. We need that legislation.
Meanwhile, a law went into effect in Massachusetts in April, establishing an aquatic nuisance control program. It also makes it illegal to launch a vessel that has been in infected waters without first decontaminating it. Schumer's plan is still being reviewed by experts across New England. It's not yet clear how the plan would impact invasive response teams in New York's neighboring states. New York's senior senator said the total amount of grant money for the proposed federal invasive prevention program is yet to be determined. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.